It's time for men of God to get back into the Word. I said it's time for men of God to get back in the Word. It's time for us to hold to this book stronger than we've ever held to this book before. Hallelujah. Have some Word in your car. Have some Word where you work. Have a lot of Word at home. Hold to the Word of God. Tonight, 6:30, we're going to get on into it as quickly as possible, but from then on, we just let the Spirit of God move. I don't know about you, but there is a greater sense of hunger in my heart right now than I don't know when. Because I realize people can't make it without God. Man, I've seen some people lately that tried to make it without God. It's scary. It is scary. There's some ministries that have tried to make it without God. There's some people that have tried to make it without God. It's scary. You can't make it on your own. You can't fake it till you make it. We've got to have. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Marriages have a hard time making it without the strength of God, the anointing of God. And so tonight, and then New Year's Eve. Oh, Jesus. Something's going to happen here at the beginning of the year that has never happened in the Metroplex, has never happened in anybody's church, has never happened in anyone's ministry. I just haven't heard it. Something's going to happen here. Amen. Something's going to happen. I saw it in the Spirit this week. Something's going to happen. Amen. And I'm sorry, the counseling dates are all filled for those that miss it, you know. You got to be there to be a recipient. Praise God. Hallelujah. So thank God we're not out getting drunk with wine we're in his excess, but we're reaching out to be filled with the Spirit. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I just can't get in a hurry this morning. You know, you've gone to the trouble to take a bath or a shower. You drove and you burned gas and you come to the house of God. God wants you to go home with a full wagon. God wants you to go home with a full load, not of care, but of his power. Let's just worship him a few moments here. Just worship him a few moments. You know, we're going to see him face to face, Revelation tells us. We will see him face to face. No artist has ever really been able to put on canvas what his face is really all about. Father, I thank you that in this room today, the presence of God is among us. And I command every fear, I command every craziness of Satan, I command the failures of the past, I command mistakes of the past to just be submerged in the blood of Jesus at the foot of the cross. Father, let this morning be a time of new beginnings in people's lives. Time of new beginnings. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Nay, in all these things we are more, not less than, but more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused by Joseph, or to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. You are not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Seems like so much of what is preached and taught and etc. and so on, we're not saying as much about Jesus as we need to say. You know, he's what it's all about. The first message we brought in 1964 was, On this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is what it's all about. Jesus is what it's all about. Amen. Jesus is what it's all about. The Word of God is the foundation of what it's all about. Sometime during Christmas season, I always like to dwell on three simple yet profound thoughts of who Jesus really is. Jesus is not a crutch. Jesus is not a cult. Jesus is not one of many good prophets. I said Jesus is not one of many good prophets or bad prophets. He is the Son of the living God. And he said, If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Thank God for Jesus. We're Jesus people. I said, we are Jesus people. We are Jesus people. Thank God for it. There are three names or understandings that are ascribed to Jesus in between Matthew and Luke, and one is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 25. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. That word consolation simply means one to take our part, one to represent us. That's the office, the earth office, the legal office of an attorney, one to represent us, one to take our part, one to speak up for us, for our cause. As we looked at Simeon, a just man, in a day when there wasn't much light, in a day when there wasn't much revelation knowledge, in a day when it seemed like everything was just yuck, here's a man that's holding steady. He's waiting for something. He didn't throw his faith aside. He is still believing God. And I'll tell you, this is one pastor, I have not thrown my faith aside. I am still believing God. I am still contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. I still believe that we serve a miraculous Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I still believe that. And so it's God for us, the consolation of Israel. Jesus is God for us. When things happen, people call it an act of God. God's been blamed for so many things. People tried to say when the tornado struck our downtown property in 2000 and everything was trashed in 44 seconds. Well, it's an act of God. No, it was not an act of God. The evil one tried his best to put us out of business. It's not the first time and hasn't been the last time. God for us. Let me tell you something this morning. God is for you. Are you for God? David said back in the Old Testament before Jesus ever got here, he said, This I know, God is for me. I know that. Uphill, downhill. When I feel good, when I don't feel good. When it seems like I've had a fair deal, and when it seems like I've, you know, had the worst end of whatever. God loves you, period. Even though you failed, even though you fall short, even though we're not perfect, none of us are. There's only one perfect man that's ever lived, and they put him on a cross at age 33. His name is Jesus. But God for us. Thank God I'm here to shout it from the housetops today. This I know, God is for me. God is for you. God is for your family. We're not always for God, but God's always reaching out to us. God for us. Hallelujah. Second insight that we find is in Matthew, the first chapter, verses 2 and 3. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Hallelujah. God with us. God with us. Hallelujah. To live and to walk among us. God with us. God is for us, but God is with us. Hallelujah. He's with you on the freeway. He's with you on the church pew. He's with you at home. He's with you on the job. He's with you on the way to the job. He's a constant. God is a constant. His angels, he giveth his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God with us. You can't go too high, too low. Go to the depths of the sea, to the highest mountain. God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. Amen. That means so much. God is with us. God is with us. You know, sometimes I watch birds. I'm not an avid bird watcher, but you know the thing that fascinates me about a bird is how they can land on a dime and do it every time. Their wheels don't blow out. They don't miss the runway. They might fly in front of a truck or a car, and of course that's it. But I mean, you know, what's so amazing, you look at a bird. They don't have an electronic system. I mean, they don't have radar. They don't have all this high-tech, type of thing that planes and satellites fly with. But isn't it amazing how they go where they want to go and land where they want to land? And they take off so beautifully, and they just glide. They just fly. And you watch them come in for a landing, and it's just almost, to me, it's perfect every time. You know why birds do so well? Because they're doing what God made them to do. They are doing what God made them to do. You know why fish swim so well? They're doing what God made them to do. You know why the animals in high country can leap from rock to rock? That's what they're made for. They're doing what they're made for. When you're out witnessing, you're doing what you were made for. When you're saying the name of Jesus, you are living out what you were made for. Now, Devon, when you made those many trips to China, you helped people that had never had help before. Never had help before. But you see, that's because it's in the name of Jesus. The religion of Jesus, I don't like that word religion, but the religion of Jesus is love, help, helping people. It's what the religion of Jesus is all about. You say, well, back in the Old Testament, they kill people. We're not in the Old Testament. I said, we're not in the Old Testament. Jesus taught us to love, to care, to minister, to help, to deliver. Amen. He taught us to do that. the problems, the tragedies of the world today. Tragedies of the world are religions that are taught to kill, to hate, to hurt. To kill, to hurt, to hate is not the Spirit of God. I said it's not the Spirit of God. It is not the Spirit of God. I want to say it again. It is not the Spirit of God. The religion of Jesus, how that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the enemy, for God was with him. Praise God. Children scramble to get on his lap. You know, children don't line up to talk to a grouch. Kids love Jesus. It's a shame we grow up and we grow away from that sometimes. Kids love Jesus. They absolutely loved him. They'd form lines to sit on his lap and to be touched by him. Praise God. In fact, they tried to discourage Jesus. They formed committees to say, you know, you have better things to do. He said, oh no, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen. You know, we've got kids in our children's church right now that can preach better than some preachers. They've heard the word. They believe the word. Amen. They're going to their schools. They're praying for people. They're winning people to Jesus, boys and girls. Because it's God with us. Wherever you go, whatever you do, wherever you may be, God is with you. I said, God is with you. Praise God. But you know, the final thing that I would call your attention is found in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20. Well, actually, all of it is good, but especially verse 21, where the Word of God tells us, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. What a name. I said, what a name. My Baptist father took a shot of penicillin years ago, being raised on a farm, then went to Baylor and worked his way through Baylor Law School and was an attorney, of course, until he went home to be with the Lord a few years ago. But, you know, those around my father and his church didn't necessarily believe in healing. One day I'll never forget, I heard him call mother. He was, it didn't last long. He got the shot, and the doctor said he could have died. Actually, it was that it looked like one of these advertising balloons. He was just swollen all over. And he said to my full gospel mother, could you call Dr. Millard Collins, president of Southwestern in Waxahachie, and ask him to come and pray for me? That's the first breakthrough that I remember on the full gospel side of that situation. She called Dr. Collins. He was in a busy day, but he canceled everything, got in his car, and drove from Waxahachie. He had been our pastor for a few years, and then, of course, was at that time president of Southwestern in Waxahachie, Southwestern University. Never will forget, he came in. As a little kid, I've seen a lot of things. Boy, I watched, I listened. He came in and had an olive, bottle of olive oil, had his Bible. He said, Mr. Nichols, I want to read you some scripture. And he read him some healing scriptures. He got that bottle of olive oil out. He anointed my Baptist father. And I'm going to tell you, within the hour, my father's body totally deflated, back to normal. But I distinctly remember when he anointed him with oil, he said, in the name of Jesus. Then I saw the results of that, and I said, wow, that's far out, you know, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not realizing a few years later, going through a temporary time of running from God as a teenager, traveling at a high speed in an automobile, and went to sleep at the wheel and it went out of control. And I was awakened in a world of total gravel and screeching and all the hellish sounds you hear in a automobile totally out of control on a highway, just careening from side to side, from bar ditch to bar ditch. And I said, Jesus! Jesus! I said it three times. I distinctly remember three times. The car landed on four wheels, a miracle. No seat belts. Back then, at that time, it was an era when cars didn't have seat belts. Right above the driver's seat, it looked like a steel helmet was right above the driver's. I mean, that Mercury had real metal in it. They built them with real metal back then. Hardly any plastic could be found. To look at that, what a miracle to see right above where my head was. No seat belt. Careening. God took care of me. God took care. Jesus! 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 There's power in the name. Then that brings on another moment when we were up in Colorado, up at the Great Divide, in those mountainous areas, going down a mountain, and we hit black ice. We were up there skiing in the mountains. The driver of that square-back Volkswagen, he said, guys, you better pray. We're on black ice, and I have no control over this car. We were going down a grade. I looked up, and there's an 18-wheeler coming. I looked to the right. It's a total drop-off as far as you can see. And again, I said, Jesus! 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 And that little Volkswagen, the driver who's with the Lord today, he said it felt like an angel just got two hands on the back bumper. And it just settled down. And we passed the 18-wheeler safely. Got off of that mountain, black ice. I think how many times since then as a pastor, when it didn't seem like there was any way, there was no way. But I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We used to sing it, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. And I want to tell you, audience, today there's power in the name of Jesus. First of all, there's saving power. Thank God there is saving power. As the man who was responsible for Amazing Grace, a vile, vile sinner, but it was the name of Jesus that turned his life around. Years ago, I remember seeing a man by the name of Bill Sands, who's gone on to be with the Lord. He's in solitary confinement in Alcatraz. Warden Duffy, who was the father of modern penology, they said, he tried things that others wouldn't try. He said, who's the vilest man in this prison when he became the warden? They said, without a doubt, Bill Sands. No one goes into his cell. We just slide his food under the door. He'll attack anything that comes into his room. He said, take me there. They said, no, you can't do that. He said, I'm boss. And they did. They put him in there, and Bill Sands looked at him like he was in a trance. He said, what are you doing here? He said, nobody cares about me. I wrote my mother and tried to get a birthday card. I tried to get a Christmas card. No one will send me any correspondence. His nose had been broken so many times it was just like a piece of putty. He said, what are you doing here? No one cares. Bill Sands looked into the eyes of Warden Duffy, and Warden Duffy said, Bill, I care. And Bill said, for the first time in his life of confusion, chaos, craziness, all of a sudden, hope, just a little ray of hope came. God delivered him out of that prison, and he was in charge of, I believe it was the 7-step recovery program, if I remember correctly, which he stayed with and traveled all the time from that time forward, became totally rehabilitated. I'm going to tell you the power of the name of Jesus can turn anything, anyone, any family, any business, any church. The name of Jesus can turn anything around. the powerful name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thank God for not only the salvation of God, but the protection that comes to us through the powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. So this morning I want to just remind us, you know, I'd rather hear that than crazy stuff, off-color stuff or whatever, but you know, I'm about frosted out, you know. I mean, I appreciate snowmen, but you know, there's more to life than a snowman, especially in Texas. It's hard to find one, you know. Reindeer are tremendous creatures, but you know, I know something greater than a reindeer. One of these days, Jesus is coming on a big white horse. No reindeer, honey. He's coming on a white horse. He's coming in all of his power and all of his glory. And I look at people that take him lightly, people that are called by his name yet don't live his life, really. And we need to realize anew that everyone in, you know, if this really gets a hold of you, you have to have grace to live normal. You really do. To realize that every person in your life is going to heaven or hell. No matter how sweet, no matter how kind, no matter how close a relative, no matter how much they've befriended you. So we better get our mouths open now and tell people that Jesus saves. Not only that Jesus heals and Jesus fills, but that Jesus saves. Tell everyone. You say, well, I don't know how to witness. Witness like the Apostle Paul witnessed. He said, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. People will argue denominations. They'll argue churches. They'll argue preachers. But you just tell them what Jesus did for you. Leave the churches and the preachers and the people that do right and don't do right. Just leave all that out of it. Don't try to win an argument. Just tell them what Jesus did for you. There's no stronger witness in the world than to tell. I mean, in the final analysis, and we go by the script of thank God it's worked marvelously in seeing thousands of people come to the Lord Jesus. But just start telling people what Jesus has done for you. You know, in restaurants so often, and I know people can take advantage of a server, and by the way, never witness to a server and give them a low tip. Please don't do it. At least don't let them know you come here, okay? Amen. I always like to give, you know, not to be foolish, but give the best tip possible. I don't want someone coming to my church saying, he received two offerings and he stiffed me on the tip. I want them to see a man of God that's a giver. I want to be a giver. Givers sleep better at night. Their lives go better. And I just say, do you know Jesus? Of course, everybody knows Jesus because they know what's coming next. But do you really have him in your heart? Has there been a time that you've asked him to come into your heart? If this were the last day you were to live, do you know that God has a wonderful plan for your life? And that if you'll just ask Jesus, he'll forgive every sin that you've ever committed. He'll change your life and turn things around for you. Amen. And just ask to pray for them. And the first mistake they make is to join your hand and don't let go. No, you know what I mean. Be kind, be gracious, but pray for them. You know, he's for us. He's with us. He's in us. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. His wisdom is in us. His strength is in us. His power is in us. Oh, the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you know, we sing to be his hand extended. This week I have been his hand extended. And most of you have been his hand extended, reaching out to the needy, the oppressed, the sick, the suffering, those that are going through things in life. Servant told me the other day, I said, how's it going? He said, it's rough. He said, I'm here from out of state. My wife left me with our children. I've waited for over a year, don't even know where she is. He said, I had to sell everything and move. And he said, I'm just getting along. But he said, it's all right. He said, at least I have peace in my heart. And I thought, you never know the burden that someone else is carrying. You don't know what someone's going through. I'm not trying to be melodramatic about this thing, but you never know. In a happy world, in a prosperous, often prosperous world, you don't know what someone's going through. Even in church, you don't know what someone's going through. You pat them on the head and say, God bless you, and be filled and be warm. But you know, we need to love one another. We need to pray for one another. I said, we need to love one another. We need to pray for one another. And I just say it one more time. God is for us. Satan's against you, but God is for us. God is with us. Wherever you go, He's with us. And God is in us. If we're born again, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the real Christmas story. Thank God for the real Christmas story. You may say, well, I feel well right now. Reach up and receive healing in your body right now. Just lift your hand and say, Lord, I receive your healing power. I receive. Even though you're well, receive His healing power. Receive His spirit in your mind. Receive His strength in your body. Hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. I tell you, God, I believe it with all my heart. And it will begin as well as commence, but it will begin on New Year's night. I tell you, as the new year comes in, everything's going to the rearview mirror. We're going forward in the name of Jesus to rescue the perishing, care for the dying, love the hurting, to be the church in every way that God called us to be. There's so much, so many calls coming in. How you making it, Bob Nichols? How's your church making it? A lot of ministers are going through some very challenging times. It's a day when I never thought I'd see people almost preach another gospel. You're going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ in this house. You're going to hear the word of God. There is a heaven. There is a hell. There is a Jesus. There is a God. There is a Holy Ghost. There is an experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Tongues are real. Signs, wonders, and miracles are real. And I have a dream. It's time for another Pentecost. I have a dream. It's time for another Pentecost. I'm not trying to be sensational. I'm just telling you, we've got to have it. We've got all the religion the world can handle. Too much religion. We need Jesus. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, we need the power of the Holy Spirit today. Amen. You know, as a final moment, I wonder how many would just join me in a revival prayer at Christmas. Revival at Christmas. Could you just join with me as we reach out to believe God? I'm believing for an explosion of righteousness. Amen. The answer to terrorism is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to have more and more political chaos. We better get the mind of God. You say, who is? I don't know who is. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who is the right candidate. I'm talking about for me personally. But you better pray that God gives us the right candidate. We can't stand going much further like we are right now. We've got to have breakthrough in this nation. We've got to have spiritual breakthrough. We've got to have breakthrough in the midst of impossible indebtedness. We've kicked Jesus out of the classrooms. We've kicked Him out of the parks. You can teach and preach Halloween. You can teach false cults and religion, but don't you mention that J word, that name of Jesus. Don't talk about the cross. Get those manger scenes off your lawn. Don't put them up. I'll tell you, I'm believing we're going to be more fervent still, more radical still. We're going to be more fervent still, more radical still. We're not going to put up, shut up, or let up until we go up. For the grace of God, let your voice go out. Father, we cry for revival beginning at Christmas. We call for a moving of God's Spirit. We call for a greater moving of God's Spirit. We call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. People that are hungry for God. Families that are hungry for God. Husbands and wives that are hungry for God. Teens that are hungry for God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Robbie, come here just a minute. Come here. I want you to pray especially for the young people of every parent and grandparent or great grandparent. I want you to cry out for our youth that there be a mighty moving of God.
Father, we just speak right now to this generation, Father. This generation that has so many voices, so many choices, so many things pulling in different directions. Father, we just speak clarity. Father, we say that the true voice is the one that's going to pull through. Father, we thank you for fruit that remains. Those that have been brought up in church, Father, we say that this is where they're planted, that they're going to stand firm in what they've been taught. Father, we thank you for those that have maybe gone astray. We call them back right now. We call them back right now. No lost seed, no lost fruit in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for every young person that's connected to anyone in this building right now, whether it's a niece, a nephew, a grandkid, a kid, a great, whatever it may be, Father, we just speak, just call that name out right now. If you have someone in your heart, you just call that name out right now and you say, you come back to Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Call that name out. Kori kishti ondo kore de de ki ando ko re de 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 kishti di ki. Thank you, Father. Kore de de kishti di ki. Thank you. It's time to return. It's time to return to the things of God. It's time to return to the things of God. Kore de de. We just say in Jesus' name, there is no youth that's so far that the hand of God cannot reach. That's not so into something, Father, they can't be pulled out. We speak clarity in the minds of the youth. We speak against the spirit of Antichrist, which is the world system. Anything that's not for God is against him. We speak against it right now in Jesus' name. We say truth will prevail. We just cry out for revival among the youth that are here at this church. Father, burn in them like never before. Father, we say do a new thing. Set them ablaze, Father, that as they go into their schools, it will catch fire. As they go into their work, as they go and hang in their friends, as they go and do their athletic events or their extracurricular activities. Let Jesus shine so bright in them that people have to acknowledge it. Revival among the youth. A reviving. A reviving. Amongst this Christmas season. Kore kishti ondo kore de 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 ke. Kore de 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 kishti di di ki. In Jesus' name. We say it's done in Jesus' name. It's done in Jesus' name. Like Pastor said, I just say Jesus. 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 There is power in that name. Power to save. Power to set free. Father, now we just pray that you will use us every person in this building, use us to reach that youth. Use us to be the light. Use us to be that olive branch. Use us to be that someone that can reach out through the Holy Spirit and make that breakthrough. Use us, Lord. We say this generation is not a lost generation. A tide is turning. A tide is turning. And right now, we continue to call in 100 youth in this youth group. We speak it out right now in faith. We say 100 on fire for God, faithful, plugged in youth for Calvary Cathedral International. Not to glorify me, not to glorify a pastor, but to glorify a youth group that is serving you. 100 people that will be noticed. 100 people that can create change. 100 influencers. In Jesus' name.
I want us to pray for 3 or 4 people. If my memory quickly can serve me. I want us to pray for Claudine Sanders this morning. Not able to come. That family has attended this church for so many years. Carlton's with Jesus now. Amen. Pray for Evangelist Glenn Shin and his wife Faith, not able to be here this morning. We pray for them. Wayne Stokes has had a battle in his body. Talked with him last night, prayed with him by phone. He said, please pray for me. Martha Dukes, we lift up Martha. She's not able to drive right now. There's 2 or 3 others that I probably will miss, not on purpose. Father, we pray for those that are not able to be here this morning. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Janice McCartney. Lord, strengthen Janice in her mind, her body, her spirit. Martha Dukes, we lift her, Lord. Those that have attended through so many years, Claudine Sanders, we speak the special strength of God. Brother Wayne Stokes, God, we pray that you'll touch his body and his digestive system. Just bring healing to his physical body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, anyone else that we've missed, we pray for them today. Lord, let them know that they're not forgotten, and we love them and we care, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God.